Good morning. We're here at Radio Entrepreneurs today with my co-host Peter Myerson and Tunzala Ainala from Delora Natural Products. How are you this morning?
I'm good. I'm so happy that I came today. I just want to talk a little bit about my business, and I'm very thankful for the chance that you invited me today. Thank you.
And we're excited, Peter and I, to hear about it. Peter, what were your thoughts on seeing a natural product hit the market?
Well, I mean, natural products are always interesting, but, I kind of wonder how Tunzala got into this.
My background, I'm a chemical engineer, I am a product developer, I am a chemist formulator. It's my background. I am very passionate about what I am doing. And in 2000, I used to batch tanks, 3,000-4,000 gallons of conventional products, including like detergent and shampoo and deodorants.
But before you get into that, why don't you tell us what Delora Natural is, which is your business?
Delora Natural Company, we make 100% natural skin, hair, bath, body care products. We make absolutely clean cleaning products, and we make bulk industrial cleaning products. I'm a women business enterprise certified with state of Massachusetts, and that's all about my business.
That covers an awful lot of SKUs, doesn't it?
Yes, I have. I have a lot of very wide variety of products. I have over 100 products of only natural products, but also industrial cleaning products. It's about 17-20. I don't remember like really from the top of my head, but we do everything bulk, like can be any quantity, 1,000 gallons or 2,000 or 3,000 or 4,000 gallons or more.
How long have you been in business?
I started this business, my own business, in 2012, and I absolutely love what I am doing. I'm very passionate. This is my background. It's my experience. And the passion, which I love, I know people love very much natural products because it's one of the fast-growing business. It just goes up and up.
Tunzala, did you, as a chemical engineer, notice the trend towards sustainable products, or did you just want to develop them on your own, or was it something you were involved with at your prior?
As a chemist, I was always in a lab, and I was on a field, and chemicals are good. We need chemical industry. However, I just prefer to have food and personal care products from clean ingredients, because our body is made up of oils. We have this in our body, and I prefer to use oils to put on my or herbs or extract, anything like that. But chemicals, yes, we need this chemical industry. We need cleaning products. We need, to do like to clean the bathroom. We need to clean, industrial area, or which, honestly, natural products doesn't work. If I wanted to wash the bus or railroad, the natural ingredients will not do the work. And that's why we really need chemical industry as well.
That's why I scrub so hard when my wife brings home natural products and I can't clean things.
Yeah, but 100%, I mean, the detergents, not real detergents, let's say dishwashing, we do carry, or liquid soap, 100% natural and does the perfect work. However, if you wanted to use a cleaner to clean really a like a spot which you wanted to clean very hard, it's very hard to get into it with natural ingredients.
But I assume that you worked for somebody else as a chemical engineer, and the arc for me that's interesting is, how did you make the jump to doing your own thing? What drove you?
Because when I was working in chemical field, and I did all my life, and you have to wear sometimes mask
No, that can't.
You can't breathe.
That sort of tells you that it's not too healthy, right?
Right. But yes, you have to wear a mask just to breathe. And I'm just assuming then making those, natural products with this type of ingredients, I don't think so it's healthy. And that's why I started my natural line.
With a natural line, is there any government authority or body that oversees the testing of it, the ingredients, or can you just prepare it and put it on the shelf? How does that work?
FDA, actually, there are certain ingredients which are banned from using in our skincare products. This is natural line, where I am not using. Usually those ingredients are chemicals. We are not using at all those type of ingredients. Some of them, a lot of people concerned about some chemicals in natural personal care products or, just personal care products. We are using only natural ingredients, mm-hmm. but certainly, FDA controls the market, so people, they need to get healthy stuff.
Where do you market them?
I market them different. I have networking, different events. I have expos. I go to so many events, especially because I'm a certified business with state of Massachusetts. I go to many events with state agencies, and I have my website. Recently, like a few weeks ago, thank you to Walmart. Walmart accepted my 24 products, skincare products. They are available right now only online, walmart.com. You can place the order. And if you want to escape paying shipping costs, so you have to basically order and pick up from the store. So, and right now I'm in a process with, I have a lot of plans and, to getting into big market, to different big market, I'm in a process.
Any of the natural food stores like Whole Foods or any of those type of?
My products, they are not at Whole Foods, unfortunately, but I work with broker. It's in a process of many things, but I would love, and always I had this in my mind, and I was talking about that actually even 5 years ago. I would love to have one open public permanent marketplace for all people who makes physically products locally. I talk about this idea for, like, we have farmers market. It's wonderful. And we have right now in Boston public market. They bring all local people there. Mm-hmm. We have so many grants, different kind of grants from different agencies, different organizations. And I just want to really, taking this chance to deliver this message to state agencies, to our honorable governor, Charlie Baker, if making products which we made in Massachusetts, those grants, I think, if we can use this for really to create this permanent marketplace for not only my products, again, so many people, they make different wonderful products. It's like kind of if when tourists, they come here, they wanted to buy something locally made, not which made somewhere. Those grants has to be specifically, if this is for local area, let's say for Springfield, for Agawam, then we should be there. We have to have, we have to use this grant for this community. That will be wonderful.
How many employees do you have?
Actually, my family, it's kind of like a family business.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Yes. Oh, I have three daughters. They are helping me a lot.
So you still get along?
Yes, and I have wonderful friends. I have, when holiday season or any big purchase, I definitely ask them for help because I can't make it all by myself.
Well, do you actually make this product at home?
Yes. Yes, I do.
So you do the assembly?
Yes.
You buy the bulk?
Yes,
product.
I buy all absolutely ingredients from United States. Absolutely all. And I
do you emphasize that in your advertising?
I'm sorry?
Do you emphasize that in your advertising, that this is, you know, entirely U.S. made?
Yes, I put all my labels, they include, you know, made in USA. And believe or not, some people, when they place the order, they send me email, like, do you make all these products in United States, or you just relabel them? Or, you know, I say, no, we make everything here. Some people, they are looking for made in USA products.
That's quite an achievement. So what is the most challenging thing with in this business?
Marketing. Market. I really want, again, I told you earlier, we want to have a permanent marketplace, public marketplace for 12 months. We have like kind of pop-up shops in different area. They always invite, thanks very much. However, this is only for holiday season for 1 month, but we want to have committee members also, they must be only product makers, because I wish we will have really you know, all people who makes products here, we want to take this advantage. But even people when sometimes they get grants, and if you go to store, the majority of products, they are not even made in United States. And we're using Massachusetts state grant money that's the most challenging part. I mean, we want really to be there to sell our products, because we buy ingredients here, we make products here, and we wanted to have permanent marketplace here.
I mean, that really is, you know, quite a story. I am curious. You know, there are getting to be a lot of natural products out there. How do you distinguish yourself, you know, from the other natural products that are out there?
I use my ingredients only. I have to research on those ingredients. I work as a chemist, so I go
to
public.
This is your chemical
right.
background.
It helps me a lot. Obviously, I use a lot of sources like PubMed, medical publications. Those are people who is in research. They make a research. Let's say I use in my anti-aging cream pomegranate seed oil, which is one of the strongest oil with antioxidant molecules, so which is, you know, holds the aging process. And any ingredients which I am putting in my products, I am putting just for purpose to do some work. And those chemical properties, all this information I take from Springer's Library or PubMed, you know, sources. That's what I use. And I use my background, my experience. I've been in industry all my life. And I think that's really good. And I love what I'm doing. That's the most important part.
I think John, Dustin, and I would both agree with that. You know, it's been very interesting listening to you. And, you know, I would hope that you would maybe come back at some point, maybe in 6 months, and tell us how the marketing process has gone. You know, I do want to thank you. You know, we've been talking to, and hopefully I'll say your name more or less right, and if I don't, correct it, Tunzala
Einula.
Einula. Tunzala, if somebody wanted to get a hold of you, how would they do that? Your phone number, your website?
Oh, I do have my website, www.dilauranaturals.com.
Do you want to spell that?
D-I-L-A-U-R-A, naturals.com. And my phone number is 413-433-4828.
This is Peter Meyerson of Cohen, Rasnick, Meyerson & Plaut, and John Dustin of, what is your firm?
JED Insurance.
Yeah, great insurance guy. I mean, you know, if you ever need insurance, call John. You know, talking to Tunzala about a very interesting product. And I hope we see you again. We've been broadcasting. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. We've been broadcasting from, where are we, Chris?
We're at MTP Software.
MTP Software in Framingham. So thank you very much.
Thank you for hosting me today. Thank you very much.
It was fun.